Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
The Champions League round of 16 draw is complete. That means that the round of 16 is officially ready to begin. We got a Madrid derby as well as a Bundesliga contest. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Into the Net FC. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And waking up to see that the round of 16 is officially set, boy, do we have an exciting set of matches. As I already mentioned, the Madrid Derby, one of them, Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. Now that's exciting. And then we got Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen in Bundesliga action. That's exciting as well. But you know what? What's even more exciting, honestly? Paris Saint-Germain versus Liverpool. Now that's definitely something I'm very, very excited and grateful about. Excited as a football fan, of course, excited as a journalist. Now, honestly, the thoughts, I'm certainly curious to know about what my good friend and my mentor, Mr. Steve Adams, has to say about this, Liverpool versus Paris Saint-Germain. There's no doubt in my mind, he's excited too. Of course, my friend Paul, who's from Liverpool, also with my other friend Steven, who's also from Liverpool. Well, I'm really curious to know what they think of this, and I'm sure that they're just as confident as ever. Now, at the same time, you cannot count out Paris Saint-Germain. We control PSG all we want, considering the past, how many times that they have fallen, but Paris Saint-Germain is also, honestly, capable of getting the job done. So Liverpool versus Paris Saint-Germain. Clearly, Liverpool's got to be considered the favorite, but there is no reason to count out Paris Saint-Germain. So now let's go through every single encounter. Number one, PSV Eindhoven versus Arsenal. Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. Paris Saint-Germain versus Liverpool. Club Brugge versus Aston Villa. Benfica versus Barcelona. Borussia Dortmund versus Lille. Bayern Munich versus Bayer Leverkusen. And Feyenoord against Inter Milan. How embarrassing is it for Italian football that only one Italian club has made it to the round of 16. Juventus eliminated by PSV Eindhoven in the knockout playoff phase. Feyenoord eliminating AC Milan in the knockout playoff phase. And last but not least, Atalanta being absolutely destroyed and embarrassed by Club Brugge. That's embarrassing for Italian football. For French football, they're fortunate that two clubs have made it to the round of 16. It broke my heart to see AS Monaco, a club that I care deeply about, not be able to pull through. They were so close. So close was Monaco. So close. Unfortunately, they came up short. But I am so proud of this AS Monaco team that did their best. It's unfortunate that the Champions League started out so well for them. Things began to go downhill, and unfortunately, they had to settle to go to the knockout playoff phase, where they unfortunately lost to Benfica. You cannot take anything away from Benfica. They were just the better team. And Benfica is now set to go against Barcelona. If Benfica could somehow, someway pull off that upset, well, ladies and gentlemen, that is just another story. That is just another thing for me to talk about right here on this program. So, where do we start? Should we just go with PSV Eindhoven versus Arsenal first? Okay, why not? Well, some would say Arsenal is easily the favorite, right? Well, you would think. But here's the deal. PSV Eindhoven eliminated Juventus 4-3 on aggregate, okay? And the fact of the matter is, Juventus won the first encounter 2-1. And PSV Eindhoven won the second encounter 3-1. You know, Juventus losing like this, I mean, again, it's embarrassing. I mean, three Italian football clubs eliminated from the Champions League in the knockout playoff phase. Again, embarrassing for Italian football. PSV Eindhoven is obviously the underdog, but you know what? If they're capable of eliminating Juventus, then dare I say, PSV Eindhoven is perfectly capable of eliminating Arsenal. Now, Arsenal is my pick. Arsenal is my pick, just to make that clear. But I defiantly refuse to count out PSV Eindhoven because I simply underestimated them against Juventus, and look what PSV Eindhoven did. At this point, regardless of what happens, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that can be taken away from PSV Eindhoven. But I have Arsenal winning. And the winner, of course, goes on to the quarterfinals to face the winner between Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. You know, I mentioned that there's the possibility of seeing them in the knockout stage of the Champions League, right? Now, I did also mention that we could see Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid in the final of the Spanish Copa del Rey. Because the Madrid derby in La Liga so far this season, well, I shouldn't say so far, both encounters in the Madrid derby between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid in La Liga both finished with a draw, if I'm correct. I believe the first one ended in a 2-2 draw. I might be wrong, but I'm not entirely sure. But I know that the recent one ended in a 1-1 draw, and what was so frustrating about the situation was the fact that Real Madrid had 9 shots on target and only made one of them count. So, yes, the first one back in September of last year did end up in a 1-1 draw, just like the latest one, okay? Now, in January of last year, Atletico Madrid eliminated Real Madrid from the Copa del Rey in the round of 16 with a 4-2 win. So, Atletico Madrid has supposedly gotten the better of Real Madrid as of late. Now, I can't stress it enough that Real Madrid had 9 shots on target in the last Madrid derby and only made one of them count, okay? Real Madrid is going to have to pick it up. The first encounter is March 4th, and it's at the Santiago Bernabeu, okay? So Real Madrid has the advantage in the first leg, but it won't have the advantage in the second leg, unless, of course, they have a comfortable aggregate lead. But again, there is no such thing. Well, considering if Real Madrid won for the first game 1-0, well, it's anything but safe. Again, a 1-goal lead is anything but safe. If Real Madrid were to win 3-0 in the first leg, to be honest with you, Real Madrid would have to be just as dominant in the second leg because they cannot allow Atletico Madrid any chance of possibly catching up. So Real Madrid has a chance for redemption because they could not beat Atletico Madrid in La Liga play, especially in the last one. Again, 9 shots on target and only 1 goal to show for it. That's embarrassing and that's frustrating for Los Blancos. But I'm excited to see the Madrid derby in the round of 16. Now, some would say it would be more exciting if this was in the Final Four, or if this was in the final overall. We've seen the Madrid derby in the Champions League final twice, 2014 and 2016. Real Madrid came up victorious in both times. You know, that's when Zinedine Zidane, my hero, was managing Real Madrid. Both of those games were great. The one in 2014, man, when Sergio Ramos in the closing seconds scored that tying header to send the game to extra time. Man, and then the 3 goals scored in extra time, and I think Rafael Varane pissed off Diego Simeone by kicking the ball towards him after Real Madrid scored probably the 3rd goal of the game. Yeah, I remember it very, very well, and I remember the 2016 one very, very well. So Atletico Madrid would love nothing more than to eliminate Real Madrid, but honestly, overall, Until Atletico Madrid wins a Champions League, they will not be able to erase the fact that they lost twice in the final to Real Madrid. So, Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. Well, Real Madrid's got some injuries, okay? And there's a lot of concerns as far as consistency goes. As far as I'm concerned, Atletico Madrid has to be considered the favorite. Now, even though I'm a neutral football fan, not only because of a journalism perspective, but because I'm just love that's just the way I love the game. I don't have a favorite club, I just love the game. Even though there are several clubs that are close to my heart, and Real Madrid's one of them, overall, I just choose to love the game because it makes it more fun. And of course, it gives me more subjects to be very, very intrigued about. And of course, a hunger to discuss it right here on this program. Now, Kylian Mbappe, that hat trick against Manchester City was impressive. If Kylian Mbappe can continue to score goals in the Champions League knockout stage, it would certainly do him very much good. And of course, it would do a lot of good for the club as well. It would boost confidence. Okay, now we've seen Real Madrid win the Champions League despite injuries and some inconsistencies in previous performances, right? So if we've seen it before, that definitely means we'll be seeing it again. But I gotta tell y'all, and I don't want to piss off any Real Madrid fans. I'm just being honest. Look, I'm not saying Real Madrid cannot get the job done. I'm just saying Atletico Madrid has to be considered the favorite. Because again, based on the last two La Liga encounters in the Madrid Derby, Atletico Madrid basically settled for a draw. So, again, in the first encounter when I think it was Correa who scored in the 5th minute of stoppage time to secure the draw, that was actually that game where the game briefly was suspended because of a little bit of unrest from the fans in the stands. So, now the second game again, because Real Madrid had 9 shots on target and only made one of them count, it seems that Atletico Madrid has an advantage. They have an advantage, a psychological advantage, and they could very well take advantage of it and, of course, completely destroy Real Madrid. So, again, I don't want to piss off any Real Madrid fans, okay? Now, because what I just said, I might be the biggest idiot on God's green earth for saying that, but look, let's be honest. Atletico Madrid has a psychological advantage. Based on what we saw in the performances in the last two La Liga encounters in the Madrid Derby, Atletico Madrid holds a distinct advantage psychologically. So Real Madrid has to do something about it. What they have to do about it is they got to take advantage of scoring opportunities. Now, of course, granted, they can't basically capitalize on every single one of them. They can't go 9 for 9, obviously. Again, the 9 shots on target, they can't go 9 for 9, obviously. But they got to make at least 4 out of 9. That would be respectable. 5 would be even better. What I'm trying to say is Real Madrid has to be consistent. They have to be focused. They have to be ready. Okay, they cannot underestimate Atletico Madrid. Now they're fortunate that they didn't lose to Atletico Madrid in those derbies because they could have. So Real Madrid has got to overcome the psychological disadvantage. Okay, they're going to have to step on that pitch and score goals immediately, as soon as possible. Okay, they have to get 1 step ahead immediately, and then not long after that, they're going to have to be at least 2 steps ahead. If Real Madrid can stay at least 2 steps ahead of Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid will make it through to the quarterfinals. But again, I gotta tell y'all, Atletico Madrid cannot be underestimated. If Real Madrid makes that mistake again, there is no question in my mind. There is no doubt in my mind. If Real Madrid underestimates Atletico Madrid once again, Atletico Madrid this time will pull off with the win. So again, I cannot stress it enough. Atletico Madrid is the favorite, in my honest opinion. If you disagree, no issues, okay? I have no problem. However, I will say this. If you're listening on Spotify, on your cell phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, if you think Real Madrid's the favorite, please let me know why. Again, not to argue, nothing about agreeing or disagreeing. I would just like to know your thoughts. Because again, my honest opinion, I have Atletico Madrid as the favorite. Now, Who do I have advancing right now? Honestly, I cannot actually make a decision right now because I feel like anything can happen. Anything can happen. So again, if you're listening on Spotify, on your cell phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments who is the favorite. If it's Real Madrid or if it's Atletico Madrid or and why. And please elaborate. So I'm always curious to know. You know, and if you know, let me know your picks. You know, if you're listening on Spotify on your phone or if you're watching on YouTube, You know, let me know your picks. Let me know your picks for the round of 16 overall. You have, if you have Arsenal winning, Real Madrid, PSG, Liverpool, blah, 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 blah. Your picks in the round of 16, let me know those as well. But specifically about Real Madrid, who do you think is the favorite and why? So, anyway. So, I cannot make a decision on who's my pick between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. But now we get to Paris Saint-Germain versus Liverpool. Man. Well, I thought Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid is very, very difficult to talk about. Well, this one seems to be a pretty big challenge as well. Now, of course, I have three very good friends that are strong supporters of Liverpool. Now, if I picked Paris Saint-Germain, they would not be offended. They would just disagree. And I'm sure they would ask, why would I have PSG as the favorite? Now, let's be honest. I do not have PSG as the favorite in this one. I have Liverpool as the favorite. But I can't stress it enough that while, in fact, I do have Liverpool as the favorite, I just refuse to count out Paris Saint-Germain. Paris Saint-Germain obviously dominates in Ligue 1 because they've yet to lose a game in the French Ligue 1. As a matter of fact, they have a commanding lead in first place in the French Ligue 1. But it's the Champions League where we see PSG falter. Now, PSG was close to faltering enough to where they wouldn't even qualify for the Champions League playoff knockout phase. But they managed to pull through in those final two games. Now, Paris Saint-Germain versus Liverpool is going to be highly entertaining, okay? This is one of the games that I cannot wait to talk about, aside from Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. And I feel like all these games are certainly exciting, but there's some games that are just more exciting than the others. Now, Paris Saint-Germain versus Liverpool, I feel like in this one, anything can happen as well. If Paris Saint-Germain somehow, someway actually made it through and eliminated Liverpool, well, that would actually kind of be a bit of an embarrassment for me, considering that I have Liverpool as one of the favorites to win the Champions League. But if Liverpool gets eliminated, Barcelona would have to be considered the odds-on favorite at that point, unless, of course, Benfica eliminated them, which we'll get to. But I have Liverpool advancing in this one, okay? As far as I'm concerned, well, the first game, I'm not sure exactly where the first game takes place. I'm actually looking at it right now. The first game will actually take place at the Parc des Princes in Paris, France, which will be March 5th. The second one will take place at Anfield. So if Paris Saint-Germain were to basically... Now, if PSG got a 2-0 win in the first leg of this one, that wouldn't be safe at all. Because the second game would be at Anfield. And we've seen Liverpool years ago overcome such odds. But that was, years ago. Liverpool's not the team they were a couple years ago. And I'm not saying that to not... This is not a knock. This is not a knock on Liverpool at all. But if PSG were to have a 2-0 lead, then that lead wouldn't be safe. If it was 3-0, it's 50-50 because Liverpool could certainly overcome a 3-0 aggregate deficit, especially at home at Anfield. So much like the Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid round of 16 encounter, anything could happen between Liverpool and Paris Saint-Germain. But I'm dead set on the fact that I have Liverpool actually the one advancing to the quarterfinals. So, going back to the first set of the quarterfinals, we could very well see Arsenal versus Real Madrid in the quarterfinals. Arsenal versus Atletico Madrid would certainly be exciting as well. But if PSV Eindhoven ends up pulling through, I mean, PSV Eindhoven in the quarterfinals against Real Madrid or Atletico Madrid, hey, there's a story right there, ladies and gentlemen. And getting the stories, well, as a journalist, that is our job. So the more stories there are out there, the better. Even though it's overwhelming, the more stories, well, that's just simply put, that's a blessing. So, Les Parisiens and the Reds. Well, yeah, I can't stress it enough. I have Liverpool advancing. I think the first game is going to end up in a 1-1 draw. But if PSG got a big win in the first leg, like if PSG won 3-0 and then somehow, someway held Liverpool away in the second leg, well, you'd have to give Les Parisiens a great amount of credit, but first, we got to see if they can get the job done. But no disrespect to Paris Saint-Germain, I have Liverpool advancing. Club Brugge versus Aston Villa. Well, nobody expected Club Brugge to make it past Atalanta, right? So why should we count out Club Brugge again? Aston Villa's obviously the favorite, but you know what? Club Brugge accepted the first challenge and they overcame it. They overcame that challenge. So Club Brugge would certainly be more than willing to accept this challenge, and they would love nothing more than to pull off the impossible and overcome this challenge. I don't have much to say about this one, but no disrespect to Club Brugge, but Aston Villa may get the job done in this one. But if Club Brugge gets the job done, not only do I take full responsibility, but obviously I will talk about it. Benfica versus Barcelona. Well, I feel like it's almost the same way about Club Brugge, you know, to Benfica. And no disrespect to Benfica or Club Brugge. Benfica going against Barcelona. Well, if Benfica somehow, some way pulls it off, well, it would certainly be a huge shock because, again, Barcelona is considered to be the favorite to win the Champions League. I mean, they would probably be bigger favorites than Liverpool. Now, Benfica, well, they certainly are a strong team. Now, of course, we saw that huge game in the Champions League group stage, match day number 7, back in January. Last month, I shouldn't say back in January, it was only about a month ago. It wasn't that long ago. Benfica versus Barcelona, with Barcelona winning 5-4. I mean, Benfica squandering, you know, what was a huge lead. Now, so basically, Barcelona is obviously going to make sure that Benfica has no chance in this one. But we remember that game, that 9-goal thriller between Benfica and Barcelona. So it's obvious that there's going to be the rematch now. There's going to be 2 games. Now, Benfica this time wants to make sure that they get the job done. And if Benfica were to eliminate Barcelona, well, again, that's just another story. Now, before I get too deep in this one now, I should take a look at the other possible quarterfinal encounter. Now, we already said that we could see Real Madrid versus Arsenal in one quarterfinal encounter. Well, imagine seeing PSG versus Aston Villa. That'd be something. Or Liverpool versus Aston Villa in the Champions League quarterfinals. Hey, that'd be cool. Because in this one, if Benfica were to eliminate Barcelona, they would face the winner between Borussia Dortmund and Lille. So, Benfica versus Lille in the quarterfinals? Hey, sign me up for that. Sign me up for that. A battle of the underdogs, and the winner advances to the final 4. Hey, Benfica versus Lille? Hey, I'd be down for that. As a matter of fact, I would be hesitant to be patient to jump on the show to talk about it immediately. Man. But, well, clearly Barcelona is the favorite. And no disrespect to Benfica, but I have Barcelona advancing. But much like Club Brugge, much like Paris Saint-Germain, much like PSV Eindhoven, I'm not counting out Benfica. It seems to me that I've recently adopted a habit of refusing to count out the smaller clubs. Look, we've seen many, many times the smaller clubs pull off the upset against the heavyweights, okay? We've seen it many, many times. So Benfica, the odds are not in their favor. But is Benfica perfectly capable of eliminating Barcelona? Absolutely. Do I think it's going to happen? No. So let me say it again just to be clear. Is Benfica perfectly capable of eliminating Barcelona? Yes. Do I think it's going to happen? No. All right? But Barcelona is going to prove that why they're the favorites. Barcelona is determined to win the Champions League for the first time in 10 years. They would love nothing more than to take the title away from Real Madrid. So, I mean, right now, it's possible. It could actually be possible to see Barcelona versus Real Madrid in the Champions League final. If that happens, then Real Madrid would certainly be screwed, considering that Barcelona has embarrassed Real Madrid twice already this season. Well, at least twice. I've already lost count. But, quite frankly, Barcelona is advancing in this one. Now, the next one, Borussia Dortmund versus Lille. Y'all have no idea. No idea how bad I want Lille to make it through this one. If Lucas Chevalier were to make numerous fantastic saves in the encounters against Borussia Dortmund, it would only boost his status, okay? It would only boost his status. What I'm saying is the heavyweight clubs are going to be keeping a closer eye on him, and they'll be willing to spend a lot of money just to gain his services. Lille could very, very capitalize on it in a profitable perspective. Well, unfortunately, well, the odds are not in Lille's favor in this one. But then again, Lille did in fact beat Real Madrid. They did in fact beat Atletico Madrid, which was on the road. So if they were able to beat Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, then there's no doubt in my mind that they're capable of beating Borussia Dortmund. Now, I don't mean to knock Borussia Dortmund, okay? I don't mean to knock them at all. I'm just saying, if Lille was able to get big wins over the heavyweight clubs in the Champions League group stage, then Lille should be able to get the job done against Borussia Dortmund, but Dortmund has to be considered the favorite. But in Lille's case, the fact that they're, if they're considered the underdogs, that's the motivation that they get, and that's the motivation that they need. They were not favored against Real Madrid. They definitely weren't favored against Atletico Madrid. And guess what? They got the job done in both those encounters. So, while Borussia Dortmund is the favorite, Lille is capable of getting the job done. So, you know what? I am going to take a risk on this one. While Borussia Dortmund is the favorite, I am going to go ahead and pick Lille. But if Borussia Dortmund gets the job done, then clearly I'll have to take responsibility for it. But I believe I have confidence in Lille, and I think that they will get the job done. Which means that they could very well meet Barcelona in the quarterfinals, or they could very well meet Benfica. And if it was to be Benfica versus Lille in the quarterfinals, well, that would be something I'd be very, very grateful to see. So Borussia Dortmund is obviously the favorite, but I have Lille. Next up, Bayern Munich versus Bayer Leverkusen. Well, first of all, we have to remember that Bayern Munich just barely squeezed by Celtic in the knockout playoff phase. And I hope I said it correctly. I always forget, is it Celtic or Celtic? I believe it's Celtic. So if I got it wrong, I deeply, deeply, deeply apologize. But Bayern Munich barely got by, okay? It was Alphonso Davies. Alphonso Davies, I believe, is the one that actually got Bayern Munich through. Of course, speaking of Alphonso Davies, the whole thing with Alphonso Davies and Real Madrid, that actually, I think, came to an end recently, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. But yes, Alphonso Davies was the one who pulled through for Bayern Munich in the fourth minute of stoppage time against Celtic. So Bayern Munich, honestly, Bayern Munich probably shouldn't even be considered the favorite in this one, even though they have all that talent. Now, let's take a look at that lineup against Celtic. Of course, Harry Kane deployed as the sole number 9 striker. Behind him, you have Serge Gnabry, Musiala, and of course, one player that I've actually been studying lately, a player that I've had admiration for, Mikel Olise, a French compatriot. And of course, in the midfield, Goretzka and Joshua Kimmich. In the backfield, Dayo Upamecano, Rafael Guerrero, Stanisic, and of course, Kim and Manuel Neuer in the goalie position. Now, Alphonso Davies and Thomas Müller and Kingsley Coman and Leroy Sané were all substitutes that came in this one. So now I'm kind of having second thoughts. Is Bayern Munich really not the favorite in this one? Okay, on paper, there's absolutely no doubt that they are, in fact, the favorites. Yeah, so Bayern Munich on paper are the favorites, okay? But again, we cannot ignore the fact that Bayern Munich barely got by Celtic, okay? And speaking of the Bundesliga standings, and I know that I hardly ever cover the Bundesliga in this one, and I apologize to all my German followers. I'm really sorry. I would really love to actually try to do better, but anyway, looking at the Bundesliga standings, Bayern Munich actually has a clear 8-point lead in the standings, and Bayer Leverkusen's in second place, and in third place you have Eintracht Frankfurt. So. Now, Borussia Dortmund's not doing good at all in the Bundesliga. So, you know, some would say that would kind of be an indication that Lille, you know, that would actually maybe be, that would help Lille's odds a little bit more. But I really honestly beg to differ. But Bayern Munich versus Bayer Leverkusen, now that's exciting, especially for the round of 16. If Bayer Leverkusen eliminates Bayern Munich, well, clearly, again, another huge story and talking point. No doubt about that. So, honestly, I think this is a bit of a toss-up, but obviously Bayern Munich is the favorite on paper. I think in this one, I can't pick a favorite. I mean, Bayern Munich holds the advantage as far as talent goes because of all the talent that they have. I mean, Harry Kane, who I believe is the top scorer in Bundesliga. Of course, Thomas Müller, but of course, you know, you kind of see him spend more time, you know, on the bench. You know, I don't think you see him start much anymore. As a matter of fact, in a couple of days, Bayern Munich is actually going to play Eintracht Frankfurt in Bundesliga play. So, looking at Bayern Munich's latest game in Bundesliga, which was a couple of days ago, it was actually a tie against Bayer Leverkusen. So recently in Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen and Bayern Munich finished in a scoreless draw. So Of course, the headline picture is, of course, Harry Kane, you know, kind of looking a little bit shocked. So, you know, we look at the starting lineup. I mean, Harry Kane, again, was the sole number nine striker. And behind him, you had Kingsley Coman, Musiala, and Mikel Olise. So to be honest with you, there's no reason for Bayern Munich to not get the job done. But Bayer Leverkusen should not be underestimated, because recently Bayern Munich did underestimate them, which resulted in a scoreless draw. So, Bayer Leverkusen's capable of getting the job done, and I think there's a huge possibility that they will. Now, who's my pick to advance? Bayern Munich. But again, once again, the refuse to count out phase is kicking in. I will not count out Bayer Leverkusen. But I think Bayern Munich versus Bayer Leverkusen in the round of 16 in the Champions League, that right there is a special, special treat. It's a blessing from God. It's a blessing from God. I think most of these matches are a blessing from God. Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain versus Liverpool, Club Brugge versus Aston Villa. I mean, yeah, you know, to be honest with you, they all are. They absolutely all are gifts from God. I mean, in my case, it seems that any opportunity and things like that, they're all blessings from God. So, I mean, for me to be able to cover it, for me to talk about this on this show, that's a blessing from God as well. So, I'm super grateful to God. So I do have Bayern Munich winning, but Bayer Leverkusen should not be underestimated. And if Bayer Leverkusen ends up eliminating Bayern Munich, well, once again, I'm going to have to pay the price for simply underestimating Bayer Leverkusen. Now we get to Feyenoord versus Inter Milan. Feyenoord eliminated AC Milan in the Champions League knockout playoff phase. So this, you know what's sad? Is that we could have had we could have had an all-Spanish round of 16, an all-German round of 16, and an all-Italian round of 16. I mean, could you imagine if AC Milan had went through, could you imagine if somehow, some way, we get an all-English round of 16? Could you imagine if we got Arsenal versus Liverpool in the round of 16? If we got PSG versus Lille in the round of 16? AC Milan and Inter Milan in the round of 16? Along with the Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund? Or Bayern Munich versus Bayer Leverkusen, rather? Hey, if it was Borussia Dortmund versus Munich or Leverkusen, still. Like what I'm saying is, could you imagine if we had gotten an all-French round of 16, an all-Spanish round of 16, an all-English round of 16, an all-German one, and an all-Italian one? Well, that would have been another major talking point for this show, right? Especially for this episode. But AC Milan did not get the job done. You know, speaking of AC Milan, former AC Milan player Olivier Giroud, who now plays for LAFC, was recently the victim of a burglary in Los Angeles. Over $500,000 worth of items, I think, were stolen from Olivier Giroud's residence. That actually caught me off. I actually wanted to briefly mention that. Olivier Giroud, obviously one of my favorite players of all time, one of my personal heroes. Yeah, so of course I thought about AC Milan. I still think about Olivier Giroud. And a lot of times you think of Olivier Giroud, you think of Arsenal, you think of him. Think of Chelsea as well. Olivier Giroud, again, in my opinion, the most underrated and underappreciated French footballer ever. Olivier Giroud is one of the best of all time. I have studied his career. I have followed his career. I have discussed his career on this show. And I am a very, very strong and proud supporter of Olivier Giroud. It's unfortunate recently what happened. Of course, some would say, well, it's Los Angeles. What would you expect? Somehow, some way, criminals get hold of information of residences of athletes, and they take the advantage to burglarize and steal valuable items from an athlete that has worked very, very hard to get those particular possessions. My prayers are with Olivier Giroud. I hope this whole particular thing can get resolved quickly, because, of course, this is obviously a very, very difficult time for him and his family. I wanted to get that out of the way. So AC Milan, losing to Feyenoord, I mean, obviously, I got to take responsibility for counting out Feyenoord. Feyenoord versus Inter Milan. Well, am I going to make the same mistake and to count out Feyenoord again? Absolutely not. Now, Inter Milan's the favorite, obviously, and I have Inter Milan winning, but Feyenoord certainly, well, if they're able to beat AC Milan, they should be able to beat Inter Milan, right? Some would say that that's an absolute no-brainer, but again, let's take a look at the Serie A standings now, shall we? As we know, AC Milan is not doing well right now in the Italian Serie A. Napoli is actually on top, and Inter Milan's in second place, but they're 2 points behind Napoli. Juventus is actually in fourth place. And as far as AC Milan goes, they're in seventh place. And so AC Milan has climbed up a little bit, but they still have a long way to go. So right now, as it stands, AC Milan would not qualify for any European competition next season, unless, of course, they get out of this particular predicament. The top four for Serie A is Napoli, Inter Milan, Atalanta, and Juventus. Fifth place, you have Lazio. And in sixth place, you have Fiorentina. Speaking of Fiorentina, I'm really curious to see, to know that my other friend and mentor, the pride of Canada himself, Mr. David Scapin, by the way, congratulations to Canada on winning the championship. I didn't want to talk about that on my other show because I didn't want to get caught up in the whole political drama bullshit. But anyway, speaking of Fiorentina, my friend Mr. David Scapin, who comes from an Italian, who has an Italian background, actually follows Fiorentina. So, David, since I know you're listening, let me know what you think. If you're listening on Spotify on your phone, just let me know in the comments what you think about Fiorentina being right now, and hopefully the chance of them, you know, getting to a higher position. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So as far as AC Milan goes now, Inter Milan is second in the Italian Serie A. So Feyenoord, well, Feyenoord really, honestly, they're going to have to figure out a way to get it done. And Inter Milan has actually lost to AC Milan twice. So if Feyenoord can actually expose the weaknesses from Inter Milan, then Feyenoord would certainly actually be able to get the job done. Now, Feyenoord is actually fourth in the Dutch Eredivisie. I hope I said it correctly. Eredivisie. Again, to all my Dutch supporters, look, if I'm saying it wrong, I'm so sorry, okay? Y'all know how much I despise butchering names of athletes, butchering the names of... I hate butchering names, period. Whether it's a human being, whether it's a location, whether it's a city, it's a country, I do not like butchering names, even... I believe it to be disrespectful. Although a lot of people say, Alex, you're not being disrespectful. You're trying hard. It's not your fault. The guilt just overwhelms me because I just don't like butchering names. And personally, I feel it's a little bit disrespectful. Although I do try my best, and it doesn't make me feel as bad. But again, mispronouncing and butchering somebody's name, I feel is just, well, I understand. I'm probably being a little bit too hard on myself, but I feel like it's disrespectful. But anyway. Feyenoord can certainly pull it off, but part of me believes that Inter Milan is just going to be too much for them. But then again, I felt the same way about AC Milan, right? And look what happened. So if AC Milan was too much for Feyenoord and Feyenoord got the job done, Inter Milan may be too much for Feyenoord, but guess what? Feyenoord could actually pull it off again. So what I'm saying is, if AC Milan was too much for Feyenoord, well, if Inter Milan is too much for Feyenoord, Feyenoord would say, bring it on. But I still stick with Inter Milan in this one. But, and of course, no disrespect to Feyenoord, but Feyenoord is certainly capable of doing it. If they do, well, again, I got to take responsibility for it. So could you imagine if we see Bayer Leverkusen versus Feyenoord in the quarterfinals? Right now it looks to be like it's going to be Bayern Munich versus Inter Milan. Now that would be a more exciting story. You know what? No. I will withdraw that comment. I am going to withdraw that comment. Bayern Munich versus Inter Milan is not more exciting than Bayer Leverkusen versus Feyenoord. Because, now, don't get me wrong, Bayern Munich versus Inter Milan is exciting. It's exciting, don't get me wrong, it is. But the battle of the underdogs, now that is a bigger story. An underdog that eliminates Bayern Munich and an underdog that eliminates Inter Milan. Now you see both those underdogs battle it out in the quarterfinals. The winner goes to the final four. Now that is more exciting. Now that is a bigger story. I mean, imagine Bayer Leverkusen and Feyenoord in the quarterfinals. Imagine Benfica versus Lille in the quarterfinals. Hey, four underdogs making it to the quarterfinals. Imagine you have PSV Eindhoven in the quarterfinals. That's five underdogs. Five underdogs. Now Club Brugge, that would make it six. So yeah. So imagine all the potential excitement that we could see in the foreseeable future in this season's Champions League tournament. Anything can happen, ladies and gentlemen. Anything can happen. So here are my favorites. Arsenal. Atletico Madrid. Liverpool. Aston Villa. Barcelona. Lille. Bayern Munich. And Inter Milan. So those are my picks, rather. I should say instead of favorites. So let me go through my picks once again. Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool, Aston Villa, Barcelona, Lille, Bayer Leverkusen, and Inter Milan. So, actually, Bayern Munich's my favorite. So I kind of basically went back my own. I totally just try to lie to myself. I totally just try to bullshit y'all. So no, I'm pretty sure now Bayern Munich was one I picked, but Bayer Leverkusen won't be counted out. So yes, it's Bayern Munich and Inter Milan that are my picks in those two games. So once again, just to clarify, Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool, Aston Villa, Barcelona, Lille, Bayern Munich, and Inter Milan. Those are my picks to make it through to the quarterfinals. But of course, anything, and I mean anything, can happen. Now, before I let you go, I would like to briefly, well, of course, Bleacher Report releases a story, the winners and losers of the UEFA Champions League Round of 16 draw. Now, of course, I mentioned a Madrid derby, an all-Bundesliga battle, and the leaders of the Premier League against the Ligue 1 pace setters. So, of course, you have the Premier League leader versus the Ligue 1 leader. Liverpool versus PSG. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Man. So, of course, the first losers that they have is Liverpool. Well, I wonder why. Now, Liverpool, of course, finished top of the Champions League group stage phase. But apparently they're saying that Liverpool has not done too much to be considered the favorites in the knockout stage. Okay, I can get why. I mean, Liverpool may not have been the strongest in the Champions League group stage, but still. I don't think I would pick Paris Saint-Germain over Liverpool. But again, no disrespect. Man. So they have Liverpool as one of the losers, but so let me actually read word for word what this particular article says. This was actually written by a writer by the name of Leo Collis. Okay, this story actually came out earlier today. I'll go back to the first one. So the first loser he has, okay, and I quote: Liverpool finished top of the league phase, but that hasn't done the Reds many favors when it comes to the knockout rounds. Let me say it again, because I think I kind of messed it up. So again, I'm quoting the writer, Leo Collis, and I quote, Liverpool finished top of the league phase, but that hasn't done the Reds many favors when it comes to the knockout rounds. Of course, they missed an additional two-legged matchup, but they got the most difficult of two possible opponents in the round of 16, Paris Saint-Germain instead of Benfica. Have to play the first leg of the quarterfinal at home against Aston Villa or Club Brugge and have old European enemies Real Madrid as a potential semifinal opponent. Well, supposedly he's saying that Liverpool's path to the Champions League final is going to be brutal. So, man, they did get the most difficult thing. So, man. So, you know what? It's good to see Liverpool be challenged this early on because this is Liverpool's test to prove that despite the inconsistencies and the questionable playing and sometimes the missed opportunities. Again, all these negative talking points that we all have for Liverpool, but of course Liverpool supporters say the bottom line is Liverpool finds ways to win. Although lately there's been a couple of draws, especially in the Premier League. I mean, the bottom line is Liverpool avoids the loss, although that can't be said about the FA Cup. But so this is Liverpool's chance to ultimately prove themselves as legitimate title contenders. If Liverpool can overcome these tough challenges, well, they'll solidify themselves as true favorites to win the Champions League. So while Liverpool does not have an easy path, to be honest with you, Liverpool should not have an easy path because this is the chance for them to solidify themselves. So quite frankly, this is a blessing for Liverpool, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. Now the first winners, well, the winners are the neutral football fans. Because again, you know, and I said this at the beginning about the Madrid derby, the all Bundesliga battle, and the leaders of the Premier League against the leaders of the Ligue 1. So of course, Leo talked about it immediately. But Leo mentions that the new Champions League format made the final matches of the opening phase even more thrilling, but it also made the last 16 a much more interesting place. Yes, Leo, you are absolutely right, my friend. So, meanwhile, of course, it says, and I quote, meanwhile, with top teams dropping points more readily in the league face after facing a high caliber of opponent that's opened the door for traditional heavyweights to face each other in what used to be the first knockout round. So, yes, this is all a treat for the neutral football fans, especially like me from a fan of the game and from a sports journalist perspective. So, yes, this, yeah, so in fact, it makes sense. It makes a whole lot of sense. So, you know what? I'm actually going to put this article in the episode description. So, I want to give a shout-out to Bleacher Report. And, of course, I want to give a shout-out to this writer, Leo Collis. So, And I love it how he calls it, this is a treat for the neutrals because, you know, of how this competition is just going. So, of course, winners, he has Barcelona as one of the favorites, obviously. Man. Well, Barcelona, of course, they have to go against, you know, they get to take on Benfica instead of Paris Saint-Germain or against, you know, a bigger club. But Barcelona might not have the hardest path to the Champions League final, but you know what? Anything could happen. I mean, could you imagine if Benfica again pulls it off, which certainly could happen. Of course, they have Bayern. He has Bayern Munich as yet another loser, because again, Bayern Munich barely got through the knockout playoff phase. I mean, again, a late goal by Alphonso Davies is what pulled them through. So, Bayern Munich's been having some issues lately. So, yeah, it's no surprise that they have him as a loser. And the final winner, the Premier League's fifth place finishers. So, not really too much to say about that. But again, so the winner is the Premier League's fifth place finishers. So let me go and read out what Leo said, and I quote: "The country that finishes top of the UEFA's coefficient rankings, formulated by points accrued by the performances of each country's clubs across international competitions, will be given an additional berth in the 2025-26 Champions League. England currently holds top spot, which would give the Premier League's fifth place finishers a ticket to Europe's premier club competition next season. The chances of that happening were given a boost after three Italian sides, Juventus, AC Milan, and Atalanta, were eliminated in the Champions League knockout playoff. The round of 16 draw has never been kinder. One German side will definitely exit European competition, with Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen facing off. Meanwhile, Premier League sides Aston Villa and Arsenal have been given favorable last 16 meetings with Club Brugge and PSV Eindhoven, respectively. Coefficient points are there for the taking." Unquote. Well, very well said, Leo. Very, very, very well said. So there you have it. There you have it. And again, this article will, in fact, be put in the description of this episode, so I strongly recommend that you check it out. Shout out to Bleacher Report World Football, and shout out to this writer, Leo Collis. Thank you all very much for that. Appreciate that, and of course, wonderful for the source. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, Into the Net FC is available wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and of course, YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, once again, if you're listening on Spotify on your cell phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, please let me know your thoughts in the comments about the Champions League round of 16, and specifically your thoughts about the Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. Who's the favorite? Why not? Also, please let me know all your picks in the comments as well. Why, and of course, if you're watching on YouTube, please elaborate why you have this certain club. As far as I'm concerned, Spotify, well, the characters are limited. So on Spotify, if you comment on Spotify, just let me know who's your pick between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid and why. And of course, let me know all your other picks as well. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one. And God bless. Love all of you. Take care now.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.